This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to close with what I think is a powerful story. One of the most controversial movies that was ever made in the 1930s was made in 1934. It was a movie based on a novel that had been written, I think, in 1914, 1915, and it was pretty edgy for its day in 1930. I mean, people raised their eyebrows at this movie because of the storyline. The movie was called, movie and the book, were called The Silence of Dean Maitland. Dean Maitland is a middle-aged man who has an affair with a younger woman. She gets pregnant. And in the process of having this major confrontation with the girl's father, they get into an argument, and Dean Maitland ends up killing the girl's father. No one has witnessed this, no one has seen it, but he ends up killing this man. And Dean Maitland is evidently savvy enough and slick enough that he's able to frame somebody else. And an innocent man is arrested, an innocent man is convicted in court, and an innocent man goes to prison for a murder he didn't commit. Dean Maitland committed the murder, but this guy that Dean Maitland set up, framed, goes to prison. And what's amazing about the story is all through the movie and all through the book, you hear about the stoicism of Dean Maitland, that he's just silent, he doesn't budge, he doesn't crack, he maintains his innocence, and it's the guy in prison that killed that man. I had nothing to do with it. Something happened that changed all of that. Dean Maitland gets a letter from the man in prison. And in the letter, the man who's been falsely convicted of murdering the girl's father writes a letter to Dean Maitland and says this, "I forgive you. I forgive you for what you did to me." And in the story, Dean Maitland breaks down and begins to weep. He comes under tremendous conviction and finally confesses, "I'm the guy that killed him." And the point of the story is this: what the law couldn't do, grace was able to do. What the justice system couldn't do, grace, mercy, forgiveness was able to do. And you say, "What's your point?" My point is this: you've been forgiven. The cross is the proof. Forgiveness is available. The Lord gave His Son, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Forgiveness is offered. It's not only been offered, it's manifested over and over. And so what you may not respond to a preacher saying, "You're a sinner and you need forgiveness." I wouldn't either, by the way. Would you respond to a God who says, "Welcome home. I love you. Come back home to the Father. I love you." You sang about it earlier, about the Father running. The Father running to the Son. And I didn't share this. I don't believe in this service, but this is really significant. In Jewish culture, it would be considered inappropriate for an older man to run to a younger son or to a younger man. If anybody was going to do the running in Jewish culture, the young man runs to the older man, not the other way around. And that's why it was so powerful when the audience of Jesus heard this, that the father ran to his son, because that's not the way it was done. That wasn't the politically correct way of doing it, culturally correct. And yet I think Jesus purposely told that in the story to realize the love of the Father and the anxiousness of the Father to forgive. You serve a God, get this, who's not only willing to forgive, He's anxious to forgive. Somebody asked me one time, "Does anything excite God?" And I thought for a minute, I said, "Yeah." And somebody comes home and says, "I believe you." That excites Him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.